This is News Talk.
Now, the National Public Health Emergency Team has recommended changes to the easing of COVID restrictions before the new year. From this morning, up to 3 households can gather indoors and you can travel outside your county. The measures were due to stay in place until January 6th, but now NPHET wants the household mixing limit reduced to 1 before the new year and new restrictions for the hospitality sector. The advice comes as 484 new cases have been confirmed and 3 further deaths. So how prepared are our hospitals with the lifting of restrictions, rising case numbers and a worrying situation in the north? Well, leading ICU specialist Dr. Catherine Motherway is a consultant in intensive care medicine at University Hospital Limerick and she joins me now. Good morning to you, Catherine. We had a very sobering COVID-19 briefing last night. We've had the interview from the Taoiseach talking about restrictions. Just in terms of case numbers and your assessment of where the country is at the moment when it comes to COVID-19.
Obviously, as the restrictions have been lifted, people have moved more. And we've always known that as people move more and meet more, that cases will rise. So coming up to Christmas, I can understand why NPHET are worried. I can understand why everybody would be worried looking at those numbers. And we know that these cases, if we keep meeting each other, they will rise and rise and rise. And as they rise, deaths will follow and hospital admissions will follow. So it is a worry. And I've always said the hospitals respond to what is thrown at them. And what will control this disease is public health measures such as have been implemented by this country over the last 9 months. We did, as a population, a marvellous job in March and May. We've done a good job recently. We need to keep doing that. We need to keep using the tools that we have that are simple, but possibly difficult at this time of the year. Reducing contacts, working from home, good hand hygiene with simple soap and water, wearing your mask and keeping your distance and avoiding crowds. And that's a difficult thing at Christmas when we like to meet each other and get together. But I think we all have to plan a very different Christmas if we don't wish to see further disease and death in the country. So that's what we have to do as a population. And if we do that, our hospitals will cope because we will reduce the numbers presenting with illness and severe illness to hospital if we present the number of patients getting the disease.
And Catherine, you see the worst part of this horrible virus when people are admitted to ICU with the very worst cases of COVID-19. Is ICU ready? Are intensive care units ready for what could happen over Christmas?
Intensive care units in Ireland are resilient and we have had an increase in our numbers. We are ready in as much as anybody can be ready. We have a certain number of beds. We have surge plans in place. But if we look north of the border, if we look in Europe, we know that unmitigated transmission of this virus will overwhelm any healthcare system. So the ICUs are as ready as they can be for what is going to be thrown at them. But we have at the moment, I think, 253 people in ICU, and it's a terrible thing to be the relative, to be in the ICU in the first place, and to be the relative of someone in ICU is such a worrying time. So when we can prevent certain admissions to our ICUs, we can prevent coronavirus admissions to ICU if we all do the right thing. So the ICUs are as ready as they can be, and we have trained a lot of staff, but we want to continue to provide care to both patients with coronavirus and patients without coronavirus. We've seen over the last few months how having an outbreak, outbreaks in hospitals can interfere with our ability to provide non-emergency care and scheduled care, which people do need. So we just need control of the virus. It's public health measures that'll fix this. The ICUs will respond to it. And some patients, as you know, will not survive their ICU stay. And that's a heartbreak for well over 2,000 families now in this country who are going to spend Christmas without somebody from this particular disease, and indeed many others. There are many families over this year who have been bereaved. And this is going to be a hard Christmas for them. And I'd like to make sure we have less of that and as little of it as possible. As a population, we can do this. We've done it before. We know what to do.
Yeah,
but it's a hard time to do it because we all like to meet each other over Christmas, in fairness.
If I could just ask you finally, given, you know, when you start opening up the country, we do see an increase, a sort of lag effect where you will see an increase in hospital admissions, an increase in people being hospitalised because of this virus. Mm-hmm. There's a cabinet meeting on Tuesday, right? So there's 5 days before Tuesday. I'm just wondering, do delays in making decisions mean an increase in hospitalisations?
as transmission actually, you know, continues, they do and they don't. I mean, to be fair to the cabinet, they will have to give businesses warning for what they're going to do. But equally, to be fair, everybody in this country knows what to do. They knew what to do in March, and we know it well now. We know exactly what to do. Minimize our contacts. It's difficult, but if you leave things very late, or and we seem as a population to need restrictions to be imposed to give us guidance, but I think people need to listen now and listen to the guidance and not wait for restrictions and orders that are going to come from on high. We all actually can wash our hands. We can all keep our distance, and we can all do what we need to do. So yes, if there is unmitigated transmission, as the numbers rise and the R number rises, it's what they call exponential. So if the R number is 2, let's say, and the 2 people have the disease, you'll have 4 cases tomorrow. If the R number is, or not tomorrow, maybe in 2 weeks' time, and it's a 2-week lag. So if the R number is 400, and if you do nothing different and the R number continues to rise or stay the same, then you'll have 800 cases a day in 2 weeks' time. So that's what people don't understand. And as there's an increase in the virus, you have to be more and more careful.
Okay.
And we need to realise that we need to keep doing what we've been doing, and we've been doing it well. We've had no flu this year.
Yeah.
So because we've been doing it has worked well. So which is,
okay.
That's been really good.
Catherine, I have to leave it there, but thank you so much. And all of us send our good wishes to everyone working in hospitals over Christmas and New Year. Catherine Motherway, a consultant in intensive care medicine at University Hospital Limerick. Thank you.
On 106 to 108 FM and at newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.